So this is the Subcommittee for Information Technology and Ways and Means. This is our first meeting, and I want to call it to order. First thing we're going to do is, I'm going to give the other co-chair a couple of minutes to maybe give a few remarks, and I'll give a couple of remarks, and then we'll do some introductions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm Nancy Nathanson. Some of you I've worked with before. Hello, Senator Whitson. For some years. Others, it will be our first time on a committee together. I've been working on technology projects for a long time, since I was on the Eugene City Council some years ago. I enjoy it very much. For me, one of the important responsibilities we have is in making sure, because we're a Ways and Means Subcommittee, in making sure that our programs or services are organized and delivered in an optimal fashion. We're stewards of the public money and the public trust. And it's not just auditing to see if money was legally spent, but is it well spent? And I'm always very interested to see how many projects are going on. Are the projects well designed? How are our agencies working together or not working together? We're going to get into a lot more of that. I want to leave these comments very short and general. Something it was in my file that I ran across a couple of days ago, and I've shared it with our committee administrator. I'm also interested in looking not only at the business of government from our perspective, watching over government agencies, but how what we do is made easier or more difficult for the lives of Oregonians because of the way that we deliver the technology. I ran across a report where we received information from an organization that represents I may get some of this wrong, but I'm going to leave it pretty generic because I don't want to call out who it was. Organizations that deliver services. A lot of what the money that we spend in the human services area, it's not public employees that work for the state. We send money out into local communities. Maybe half or two-thirds of some of these budgets is actually going into the local communities, into the hands of workers at either for-profit or not-for-profit organizations who are delivering services to Oregonians. And so we heard from some of those people who are delivering services all the times when things aren't working in a very smooth fashion for them. Every time they have to fill out three different forms, when why couldn't it be just one form? Or the system is so slow, they actually wait for a couple of minutes for the screen to refresh. Well, this is time, this is time lost when instead of helping the client, they're just waiting for a computer screen to refresh. All these little things that seem like nuisance or annoyances amount to, gee, are we doing the business of government in the best way we can, and is there a way to do it better? So I'm hoping that that's what our conversations can include. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things that we've determined is that since this is a subcommittee and we have co-chairs, is that I will do Thursdays and Representative Nathanson will do Tuesdays. And so this being a Thursday, I have the gavel. But one of the things I want to talk about a little bit is, first of all, my experience. I did chair the House Information Technology Committee when I was in the House for one term. I chaired that. And that was a really interesting experience. My career has been information technology. I learned to program in the Air Force in the 60s and progressed with the technology right up until very recently. So I do have a bit of experience in information technology, and I want to make sure that I'm able to use that in my role in the Senate. I'm not quite sure what bills we'll be looking at, but I know that they're going to be interesting, and I know that we're going to work them to the best of our ability, and we will be looking very seriously at how our taxpayer money is spent and how we can make sure that that is well spent and transparent. So with that, I'm going to ask the committee members to introduce themselves and to give a little bit of background, where their districts are, what committees are on, and anything else they'd like to throw in. So I'm going to start with Representative Nierman. He's new to me, so that's why I look at his name. So if you would start, I would, that would be great.
Good. Thank you, Chair Riley and Chair Nathanson. So I'm really excited to be on this committee. My name's Mike Nierman. I'm State Representative Mike Nierman. I represent the 23rd District, which is on the north end. It's the small town of Dayton. On the south end, it's the small town of Monroe. In the middle, Dallas is its biggest city, and it has a few other cities in there, but it's kind of the western Willamette Valley there. I'm a software engineer by trade. I have a degree in computer science from the fine university, Western Oregon University. And a couple of weeks ago, I worked for a little company in Salem called Supra Products. When you sell your house, the real estate agent puts that little lockbox on your doorknob there that has the keys in it so the other real estate agents can get in. And those were invented in Salem, Oregon in 1955. And at the time, they were mechanical keys that got into them. And now you get into them with your smartphone. You put the code into your smartphone, and you get into them. And that makes the possibility of employment of software engineers like me. So that's what I work for. It's a Microsoft shop. So I'm a C# .NET developer. I work on Microsoft SQL Server. I have some kind of volunteer projects that I do. And when I do those, I develop in Java, and I use MySQL databases, so the open source stuff, and a little bit of Perl. So I'm very happy to be involved in this committee. I hope I have something to offer, and let's get things done. Thank you, chairs.
Oh, okay, me.
My name's Lou Frederick. I'm a state representative from District 43. Oh, welcome, Senator, back. Glad to see you here. My district is Lloyd Center, the Irvington area, Emanuel Hospital, Concordia University, PCC Cascade, and I go all the way over to the Cully neighborhood in Portland. It's the, I believe, the smallest district in the state, and I can walk from the north to the south of my district in about an hour if I'm not stopped by anybody. And it is and east to west about an hour and a half. Maybe an hour and 45 minutes. But I have a background in a number of different fields. I was one of IBM's guinea pig high school students back in the mid-60s, learning to initially program with APL, a programming language, which gives you an idea of how old it was at that time. And I have not been coding for quite a while, so that's not part of my present aspect. I'd rather allow other folks to do that, and I'll use their particular material. I am a former science reporter for Channel 8, KGW-TV in Portland, and trained as well as in both theater and as a molecular biologist. So I have a bit of a range on some of my interests and ideas and concerns. And I'm looking forward to this. I was on the committee for legislative audits, information management, and technology, the joint committee in 2011, and enjoyed that. I was on the committee with Senator Thatcher, as a matter of fact. So I am looking forward to this committee to see what we get a chance to do.
Senator Ritzett.
I'm Doug Ritzett. I represent Senate District 28, which is Klamath, Lake, Crook, about two-thirds of Deschutes County and about half of Jackson County. And Lou, I can drive across my district in about 8.5 hours if I don't get caught. I'm a retired veterinarian. My wife and I, my wife is Representative Whitsitt. We have the residential real estate and a couple of small farms, and I've been on the Ways and Means for about 10 years. Look forward to working in this committee. I think we could do some good things.
I guess I'm it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm Senator Kim Thatcher. Ever since January 12th, two-thirds of the newbies for the Senate side are on this committee, so here we are. My district covers from the south, Kaiser, all the way up to the south part of Hillsborough, and then a lot of outlying areas within unincorporated Washington and Clackamas counties. I was, as Representative Frederick mentioned before, I was on the, I call it the J-Claim-T Committee, Joint Committee on Legislative Audits and Information Management and Technology, as well as on government efficiency, I think, back in the day with then-Representative Riley. Mm-hmm. And then I think it morphed into another name with Representative Nathanson, where it was government accountability, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Anyway, something along that theme. And so all dealing with IT issues, and I've had many conversations with what is now LFO staff when he was on the DAS staff. So anyway, it's not exactly new territory as far as being in this building, but it'll be fun.
Great. So we're going to do this committee is going to do some informational stuff right now. We're just going to do some orientation. The next few meetings will be informational meetings, and probably until the beginning of April, when we'll start to really get into to bills and projects. But the first meeting is going to be an organizational overview, and our administrator, Sean McFadden, and I can never say your name right. Sean will lead us in that orientation. So, Sean, you want to take that over?
I will. Co-chairs, members of the committee, it's a pleasure to be here with you. First, I'll share a bit about my background, and then I would like, with the chair's indulgence, to have an opportunity to introduce our committee assistant, and then also some other LFO staff that will be supporting the committee over time. As Senator Riley indicated, my name is Sean McSpaden. I, for the last year and a half or so, I've served as one of two principal legislative IT analysts for the legislature, for the Legislative Fiscal Office, alongside Bob Cummings. Some of you who've served on the audits and IMT committee and other committees may know Bob. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be here today. He's taking some well-deserved vacation. So he'll be back in the coming weeks, and certainly you'll see him from time to time as we bring up agencies for which he's responsible for oversight to this committee and talk about major IT projects. Prior to that, as Senator Thatcher indicated, I served for about 15 years in the Department of Administrative Services in a variety of information technology posts as an analyst, as a manager, and then about 6 or so years of that time as the Deputy State Chief Information Officer for the state. We try to work very closely across the branches with the Office of the State CIO. I think we have a good and productive relationship with Alex Pettit, who is Oregon's current State Chief Information Officer. You'll see him certainly in the first few meetings that we have, and then also throughout the session. So look forward to continuing some of that work in partnership with DAS and the Office of the State CIO. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be your administrator. It's great to be on this side of the discussion and certainly learn. It'll be a learning experience for me. This is a new committee. As several of you mentioned, in the past we've had an audits and an information management and technology committee. They've been split. They've been combined in other forms over the years. This is a new approach. The co-chairs of Ways and Means and legislative leadership decided to form an IT subcommittee of Ways and Means. I'll be describing what the co-chairs of the full committee have directed this committee to do and kind of how they've requested that we work with the other subcommittees of Ways and Means here in a minute. But it'll be a new experience for all of us, and certainly we'll learn and in the 17-19 session, and also the annual session in 16, we'll get a little better at this each time around. So again, look forward to working with you all, and certainly If you have questions or need assistance in any way, we'd be glad to help you to the extent that we can. As I mentioned, I'd like to introduce our committee assistant, Julie Jensen. She is going to be essential to the workings of this subcommittee, and I've had a chance to work with Julie for a few weeks now. She's going to be great and certainly will serve the committee well as we do our work. I also wanted to mention, lastly, two other members of the LFO team that will support our work over time as needed. Tim Walker, who primarily focuses on fiscal impacts and has responsibility for a few agencies as they move their budgets forward. And then also June Starkey. June is the information systems specialist that supports our team, but also is helping us with bill tracking. As soon as we can, we'll certainly start to inform the committee, first the subcommittee chairs, of what we believe are a list of information technology related bills that we might decide to track over time that might have relevancy for this subcommittee, and so she'll be essential in that work. We'll go ahead and move forward with the packet of information that we posted on OLIS. So, Senator Riley, as you mentioned, I'll be leading a discussion here. Certainly, it can be shorter as long as you'd like. We have about an hour and a half in total today. Certainly, I think the other subcommittees have been able to move through this kind of information in about 40 or 45 minutes or so. So, we'll move through it as quickly as I can. I know several of the members of this subcommittee are also serve on one or more other subcommittees, and with that, there will be some information you've heard before, but as this is a slightly different subcommittee, certainly I believe the core information will be different, so I hope it holds your attention. In the packet that was posted on OLIS a day or so ago, we provided a more detailed agenda for today's meeting. We provided a subcommittee orientation document, which is what I'll focus most of my remarks on. It's about a three-page document. We posted the committee rules that were adopted by the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means a day or so ago, and then also a list and contact information of all of the legislative fiscal office staff. As you may know, the House and committee, or the House and Senate committees, are staffed by committee services. All of the subcommittees of Ways and Means are supported directly by the legislative fiscal office. And so as we begin to hear about significant budget requests that agencies have made, certainly their budget bills are assigned to specific other subcommittees like general government, education, human services, and the like. But from time to time, we'll have an IT discussion that could impact an agency's budget, and we'll be working from time to time with those other LFO analysts that have that primary responsibility. In terms of the document itself, I'll just walk through the content section by section. So as a reminder, this IT subcommittee, I know there's been a bit of scheduling and rescheduling of where the committee was going to meet, what time the committee was going to meet, in some of the publications that have come out over the past few weeks. We're going to be in this room in H170 each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5:30. As Senator Riley indicated, because of some scheduling difficulties and other issues, the two co-chairs have agreed to rotate their responsibilities as chair for each meeting. Senator Riley will take Thursdays, Representative Nathanson will take Tuesdays. For today's meeting and for next week's meeting, we'll meet on Thursdays only. So next Tuesday, we will not have a meeting. Every Friday, starting tomorrow, I'll be emailing the committee members a tentative agenda for each week, for the following week. And so, you know, we're going to try to give you as much, preliminary information about what the schedule is going to hold for the following week each Friday. Please remember that it's a tentative agenda. Things change very quickly as we move through session. But for the first month or two, we should have a very stable schedule. First two meetings are going to be on Thursday. Then we're going to move primarily for the first few weeks in February to a Tuesday schedule. That'll last until about mid to late March. Then because of the fact that the phase one process of the budget is quickly concludes about that time, we'll begin to meet twice a week. But so once a week, probably until mid to late March, then we'll meet on a twice a week schedule. As I'm sure you all know, it's incredibly important, certainly as we move later in the session with quorum and voting requirements, that you try to attend the meetings on time. For any reason, I know you're all very busy, you have other committee assignments and other work here in the building, but if you have any issue that will prevent you from attending the meeting, or if you need to be late for any reason, if you could let me and Julie know as committee staff, and also send a courtesy reminder to each of the co-chairs of the subcommittee. It'll help us certainly, as I said, later in our time frame here in the schedule, when we move into work session, it'll be very important that we have an established quorum, which in this case, because we have three Senate members, three House members, we'll need two from each chamber in order to vote on anything. So please keep that in mind. As a reminder, as I mentioned, I did include in your online packet a copy of the rules that were adopted by the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Those cover all of the subcommittees of Ways and Means, and so this particular subcommittee has no need to adopt subcommittee-specific rules. So we're my understanding is that these rules that were adopted have generally been the same for the last several legislative sessions, and so there should be no surprises. In terms of meeting operation, for those of you who are in particular Representative Nierman, but others here, just as a reminder, each of these meetings are recorded, both in audio form and in video form now. Whenever the blue light is on here in the hearing room, the meetings are being recorded. So please be cautious about that. Certainly, some conversations are better had here. Some are better had in other venues. If we ever need a roll call, in terms of a vote, the roll will be called by the committee assistant. Julie will take care of that for us. It looks like most of the members here do have their computers. I certainly would strongly encourage you to bring your computers to each meeting. Certainly, if you have a preference for paper materials being printed, please make sure your own personal staff are aware of that and that they prepare those materials for you. We're trying to be as paperless as we can, certainly, and also trying to make sure we have consistent information for the co-chairs, for the members, and also for the public. So we're going to be using the specific site that was set up for this committee on the Oregon Legislative Information System, or OLIS, and that'll be our primary vehicle to distribute materials. In terms of meeting notice, for this IT subcommittee, meeting notice is required 48 hours in advance of informational meetings, public hearings, and work sessions. As I mentioned, the first few months of our work are going to be informational meetings and public hearings. We'll certainly, as we hear more about bill assignments, as we learn more from the other subcommittees in terms of the hot issues related to information technology that are occurring in the other subcommittees, we'll inform you and certainly give you as much warning about work sessions as possible. As I mentioned, we will be sending out a tentative weekly agenda to you all each Friday for the following week, but please remember that the schedules are subject to change. As we've discussed a couple of times in terms of bill assignments, and certainly for other subcommittee other members that serve on other subcommittees, no bills have been assigned to this subcommittee yet. We are You know, certainly that is subject to change, and we'll, as soon as bills do become assigned, we'll provide a list to all of you, and also a list of prospective bills that are being heard in other committees. Just from an informational perspective, we think that's important for you to know. If you do have specific questions about bills, whether they're being heard here or assigned here or in other venues throughout the process, please let us know. We'll do our best to assist you and your staff in getting the information you need. So certainly in terms of the budget process, we're all trying to be consistent across the subcommittees, taking on a phase one, two, and three approach. Phase one will be primarily informational meetings and public hearings. For the first couple of meetings, we have invited the State Chief Information Officer, Alex Pettit, various folks from within the Department of Administrative Services. First, Michael Jordan, the Chief Operating Officer. We're hopeful he'll be able to attend next week's meeting with Alex Pettit to give an overview of the state IT environment. That'll include topics like governance, workforce, expenditures. We'll have the State Chief Information Officer give us an overview, at least at this point, preliminary overview of what projects have been included in the governor's balanced budget or the budget proposal to the legislature. There are about 145 to 146 projects that we're aware of, so it's a pretty large list. Certainly, all of us are primarily focused on the larger projects, and we've asked him to certainly give that high-level context of the larger list, but certainly to focus in on what the most strategic or most impactful projects are going to be when that presentation is made to us. Starting about the fourth week in February, moving through mid-March, we will then move to agency presentations. We'll have a targeted group of agencies come forward, typically the larger agencies that have most of the resources, most of the projects, most of the expenditures. We'll have them come forward and give an overview of their agency IT environment. You may, as a group, already know this, or you may not. We're a very decentralized, we have a very decentralized organizational model within state government. There is a core group of IT resources within the Department of Administrative Services, but the predominant number of the IT workforce, the spending and the projects are managed out in the agencies. And certainly we'll get a view of that from the state CIO, but it certainly will be helpful, I think, to this committee to really understand what's happening inside of ODOT, inside of DHS and the Oregon Health Authority, the data center, and other agencies that have major projects that they're proposing for 15-17. In addition, in phase one, we may have a series of public hearings and work sessions on IT-related bills. We have talked with some of the other analysts about the potential to bring IT-related grant requests, in particular the permission to apply for grants that are purely IT-related. That will free up some schedule time to the other subcommittees, and also will bring those issues more appropriately into this IT subcommittee. Phase two of the process will generally take place in the beginning of April. I think all of the schedules, generally speaking, we've tried to align as committee administrators. The other subcommittees are beginning their phase two processes in the first week in April, generally. As this subcommittee only meets a maximum of twice a week, we won't be able to bring in all of the agencies that have all of the 140 to 150 projects in here. We're going to have to be targeted with our invitations to present and also the issues we try to bring to this committee. The purpose of this phase is to hold public hearings on IT-related bills that have moved through one chamber or another, or that have had a subsequent referral and assignment of bills to this IT subcommittee. We'll then need to prepare for work sessions by going over the pertinent issues here in this committee and deciding what we want to bring forward. Finally, talking about phase three, it will generally involve selected work sessions with the IT subcommittee recommendations on IT-related bills, on budget requests from the larger agencies, moving horizontally from this committee to the other subcommittees within which the primary budget bill for the agency has been assigned. The co-chairs were very clear in their direction to us in our discussions with them. Certainly, I've conveyed this to the subcommittee chairs that they felt very strongly that the IT portion of a budget could not be segmented or ripped apart from the overall budget of the agency. They felt that the final decision on priorities, on allocation of funds, allocation of positions needed to be informed by the IT subcommittee, but primarily decided by the subcommittee for which the agency budget bill was assigned. So that's kind of how we're going to work those issues as we move forward. With that, we've got to stay, as committee staff, we've got to stay very much aligned with the other subcommittee administrators. And so we've made that commitment to the co-chairs, and we're already designing the schedule for this subcommittee with that in mind. As we get into work sessions, certainly we'll follow the same approach that the other committee administrators have taken. We'll provide a summary memo to the members. We'll work the session forms with you all in advance of any work session. Based on the subcommittee's action, we'll develop proposed amendments to any IT-related bills that that you all feel are appropriate. And finally, we'll be the primary author on your behalf of an IT subcommittee report that will be prepared to document the subcommittee's recommendations for other subcommittees or recommendations that are made directly to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means. In regard to budget notes, several of you, I think, are very familiar with the budget note concept, but that said, I'll go ahead and go over it at a high level. Budget notes may be included in a budget report if they're essential to clarify and expand on administrative requirements directly related to the agency requests. In other words, budget notes are not to be used as a substitute for statute. They need to be narrowly constructed to provide direction to an agency about the allocation of funds that are provided to them as part of their agency budget bill, so on and so forth. If you are considering drafting a budget note, we'd respectfully request that you work with me first as your committee administrator. Certainly forward that information to the subcommittee co-chairs. We ask that for a variety of reasons. One, we can then bring in the specific LFO analyst that is assigned to ODOT or DHS or education, et cetera. They know the budgets and the organizational construct for those agencies better than certainly we do. We can collectively then provide you with feedback. We can ask questions. We can suggest improvements. And then most importantly, as these budget notes are drafted, one of the roles that we play as LFO staff is to try to communicate what's trying to be accomplished to the co-chairs. And so we need to be able to explain it. And so if we're involved in the process, that really helps. At the end of the day, the co-chairs of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means have to jointly approve these budget notes before they make it into a budget report. And so this kind of coordination is essential to that process. As actions of the subcommittee are taken, the subcommittee co-chairs will assign a member to carry the subcommittee's recommendation to the full Joint Ways and Means Committee and or to the floors of each chamber. We'll provide a pony for the carrier. We'll provide whatever other support you need in regard to being available either on the aisle or at the table. Whatever is most appropriate, please just coordinate that with us, and we'll do what you need us to do. Lastly, I would just mention we may have a variety of other items that come to the subcommittee. Certainly, each legislative session, agencies are given a budget note instruction. Many of them in the last session or two have dealt with IT issues. We have a list of those IT-related budget notes and directions that came out of the 2014 session. We'll provide that to the committee certainly prior to the next meeting so you can have a better feel for the kind of reports that need to come here either from the Department of Administrative Services, the Office of the State CIO, or directly from about a dozen or so agencies that have major IT projects. And I think that's it. I know parts of that, again, may have been redundant, a bit painful, but I appreciate your time. Again, I'd like to express my appreciation for the opportunity to work with you all, and at this point, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
I have one, too. I just want to make sure I understood correctly. So the policy committee hears about some great IT project that will help implement a policy. We get it here in this committee, and then it goes over to the whatever, capital construction or transportation, whatever, and then it goes to the full, and then it goes to the respective floors. Is that the basic flow? Did I understand correctly?
If I may.
Sure.
What I understand is if it's an IT-related bill, we will hear that bill and it will go to the joint full Ways and Means. If it's a project that's part of a department budget, then the department budget committee will be doing all of that. They'll give it to us, that project to us for advice to look at and advise them on that. And it'll go back to the department subcommittee, and they will present it then to the full committee. Is that right, Sean?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senator Thatcher, yes, that's the general flow. That, again, a budget bill for the Department of Administrative Services has been assigned to the General Government Subcommittee of Ways and Means. They have a few large projects that we'll likely hear about. One of them is the Human Resource Information System project, as an example. We'll hear presentations on that project at the right time in the process, likely in the phase two to phase three timeframes here. We'll formulate some recommendations on your behalf at the direction of the subcommittee co-chairs. Those recommendations will be voted on, and they'll move to they'll move horizontally to the General Government Subcommittee in the right time frame for it to be heard and dealt with as part of the Department of Administrative Services budget bill work session.
So it sounds like IT projects will get a little bit more, well, they'll have more committee time anyway than pretty much anything else in this building. Interesting. Okay.
But if it's a specific bill for IT and not part of a general budget, that will go directly from us to the full Ways and Means.
I'm just trying to imagine what that would be. But anyway, okay,
no,
there are
some bills that are especially startup projects that don't go through the general budget. They're standalone IT bills. They're not part of the projects. Right. They're not part of the budget application. So,
yes, and co-chairs, members of the committee, Senator Thatcher, there are a variety of bills that we're just becoming aware of that a small subset that are generally speaking policy bills that typically would not be referred to an IT subcommittee. We're working with the co-chairs to determine whether they can and should be submitted here. We think several of them likely will. There are others that likely will move through one chamber or another that will have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and it's very likely that they'll be sent here. And then if we have a bill that, as an example, directs a specific agency to do something, we may have more coordination requirements with a particular subcommittee. Does that work?
Yep. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. The question I had is kind of a new guy nuts and bolts question. Where is the final approval for federal grant application requests? Does that happen at the committee level or full Ways and Means, or do they go to the floor, or who gets to approve their right to apply for a federal grant?
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Representative Nierman, I'll take part of that and then I'll defer to others who may be more experienced than I. As I mentioned at the outset, I've been with the Legislative Fiscal Office for about a year and a half, so I kind of sort of understand the process. But in regard to grant requests that have either solely or predominantly an IT focus, we have talked with the co-chairs and with the other subcommittee administrators about having the request to apply for a federal grant, that particular decision, be made by this committee. When it comes to then an agency hearing back from their federal funds partner that they actually got the grant, and or their request to receive, as an example, federal funds expenditure limitation, that will be handled in the assigned to and handled by their primary budget subcommittee. That's my understanding of how we'll work those issues, but I would defer to the co-chairs if you know anything more or different than I do.
I don't know anything different than you, but just one caveat there is that everything we do in this subcommittee will be directed by the co-chairs of Full Ways and Means. And
that's right.
And that's true of every subcommittee, so.
Thank you.
My simplest response would be requests from agencies to apply for a grant are directed to Ways and Means, and Ways and Means approves an action to apply for a grant. If a grant is received, then that becomes part of an agency's budget, and that would be subject then to an approval process that eventually makes its way through the entire legislature because it's budgetary decisions.
But the application ends at this committee, then the right to apply or the
at full Ways and Means.
Oh, at full Ways and Means.
Okay. Yes, I
everything goes.
Yeah, co-chairs, members of the committee, Representative Nierman. Yes, that is the caveat that we are a subcommittee of the full Committee on Ways and Means. Our recommendation, though, would not flow in concept. What we've been discussing with the co-chairs of the full Committee of Ways and Means is that on those purely IT related requests to apply for a grant, that it would be possible for this committee to forward a recommendation, vote to forward a recommendation directly to the full Committee on Ways and Means, as opposed to going horizontally, as an example, to Transportation and Economic Development. Again, later in the process, when there's a receipt, or there's an awareness that people have now been awarded the grant, there's a subsequent approval process that needs to go through to accept it and to receive the limitation necessary to expend it.
Thank you.
Any other questions? That really is everything we had for today, and we're going to finish early. If there's nothing else that anyone has that they need for the good of the order here, the committee is adjourned. Committee is adjourned.